Welcome to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet.
And Brian Davis gave us this gem of a quote from Del Conte. America, our country, is built on David and David and Goliath. Everyone's David. They love the story of David and Goliath. The University of Texas cannot be David. We've got to embrace Goliath. Matt, does Chris know how that story ends for Goliath?
I saw you on Twitter, man. You got kind of aggressive. Del Conte responded to somebody who basically said what you're doing. Hey, you do realize how the story ends. And Del Conte kind of laughed and said, yes, I do. And he kind of clarified his comments.
Why are you trying to give context? What is this? I give you a funny UT quote and you go all journalist and try to give context to it?
Fun. He's a friend of the show.
Oh.
Del Conte is a friend of the show. I will admit that. Del Conte's a big Mosley guy. I'm sorry. I like to poke the horns with a sharp stick.
I found the one person in Texas that you wouldn't go after.
I like Chris.
This is the Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone in Central Texas. Oh, an all-points bulletin. Let's put it out there. 11 a.m. today, Dave Aranda makes his first appearance on the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox. I've been in touch with all the Baylor people. We've kind of made Dave aware. I think people have warned him what I'm like, what he might encounter, what this experience could be like. Get your questions in. If you have something you've been dying to know from Dave Aranda, text us. I may, who knows? If I like it, I may ask it. 254-662-1660. It is Dave Aranda Day, and we're pleased to have him with us on the aftermath of Baylor, his first recruiting class at Baylor. What do we call this, Stephen Simcox? Is it truly his recruiting class if he didn't arrive until, like, the early signing period had already happened? So, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt Rhule has already spoken as to the 10 or 11 early, you know, the people who signed that early period. And then, of course, it was Dave Aranda who closed quickly with the help of all these coaches and added five. So they have 17 in this class. Is this truly Dave Aranda's class, or do we have to say this is Matt Rhule and Dave Aranda's Baylor class of 2020? How do we want to handle that?
I guess it's a combination. He added five yesterday. Really, it was four, though, that he recruited. I mean, Chateau Reed he kept in contact with. And
And Steven's even taking Chateau away.
No, Chateau, from Dave I mean, Aranda. Chateau signed, but he was committed and was going to sign in December, just ended up not, but he was communicating with Matt Rhule mostly in that process.
Yep. So what you got him down to, Steven?
Four? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And boy, 10:20 today. We'll get into some more fallout from National Signing Day. It was a little different, but there were some interesting stories around the country. Stephen, I think you and I ought to monitor, how is this not a bigger story? How is this Zach Evans, is that his name? How is that not a bigger story that he was at one point considered the number one running back in the country? He's right here in our state. He's down in the Houston area, and he didn't sign anywhere. He broke his commitment to Georgia, and nobody's even talking about it. I mean, this is a strange, strange deal. Should we bring him to Waco? Should we go check on the young man and kind of see, is he misunderstood? Is he a man that we could kind of get turned, pointed in the right direction? Where is that youngster headed? Steven, have you followed that story? Do we know what's the latest on the young Zach Evans?
I have followed that story. I don't know. I mean, he didn't commit to anywhere yesterday, as far as we know. He's still getting interest from a lot of different schools. When he first broke his letter of intent to Georgia, everybody thought A&M was the odds-on favorite, but he really hasn't had a lot of contact with them. And then Tennessee, like, came down to visit him in Houston, and apparently he just no-showed that, and they had to go home. So this is a really interesting guy. I don't know. You know, Mike Roach told us yesterday that apparently he was just calling different schools on the first national signing day and was like, hey, can I sign with y'all today? And Georgia was like, okay, yeah, fine. I mean, we have an open spot. We'd love to have you. So he did that, but then changed his mind. So I think it is a big deal in recruiting circles. I'm not sure why it hasn't made more news just college football wide, because he's a huge talent, as you mentioned, and wherever he's going to end up, if he ends up staying there and playing and practicing, you imagine he's going to make a big impact, but nobody knows where that's going to be.
I've been digging in on this. There's one Twitter site that has that meme up of the of one of those huge industrial-sized trash cans you see up behind restaurants with it floating in the flood, on fire, talking about his recruitment. And then somebody has said the nation's number one running back and Texas's top prospect, Evans, will neither announce nor sign on Thursday. Okay, that's today. They said the Vols, Tennessee, very much in it. Ole Miss and Gators also in the mix, I'm told. So I like that. You know, he spurned Georgia, but all these other folks are just right back in line. Okay, that's okay. Jeremy Pruitt's like, you can come on down here. So Tennessee, Ole Miss, and the Gators.
Apparently Ole Miss is really heavy, and they want him. So I could imagine Lane making a play to get him.
You got to hand it to that coach at Georgia. They put it on the Bears. I blame some of that on my man Matt Rhule with all the, oh, is he going to stay? Is he going to go? I was tired of all that. I hate that it kind of marred what should have been a celebratory week of preparations. I did not like it. Now, honestly, Georgia went out there and kind of kicked the Bears' tails. You know, that's really what happened. I mean, they lined up and blew the Bears off the ball. That's really kind of what happened. Now, Baylor fought back. I was proud of them for doing that. But Georgia went out there. They were down a lot of players. And they said, you know what, we still got 4 and 5 stars out here. We're gonna go after you. And Rhule, I know you're thinking about the Panthers and thinking about the Giants. We're going to take it to you. Well, I looked yesterday, and Georgia had like a top three in the country class. That gives them over the past 5 years, since Kirby Smart's been there, 4 or 5 years, that gives them like number one, number two, number three, number two, and then number three again in the country. You think the Georgia Bulldogs aren't recruiting a little bit? Steven, if I have enough time, I don't know who their quarterback's going to be. I'm going to have to look into this because Jake Fromm has departed for the NFL draft. But if I were going to label, much like I did with LSU, the next superpower. Now, I can't really say that about Georgia because they already had kind of become a superpower. They were in the mix every year for the Final Four. So I don't know if I can truly label them, you know, and make one of my big pronouncements. But I got to say, that's pretty impressive. They were down a little bit this year. I hope Baylor will get to the point sometime. Steven, I hope my alma mater will get to the point where they're like 12-2 or whatever, and then they're firing their offensive coordinator. Did you see that? Quietly, Georgia's offensive coordinator left the program. They agreed to go separate ways. And James Coley, the man who we were interviewing before the Sugar Bowl, suddenly appears on the staff at Texas A&M as their tight ends coach. You go from the OC at Georgia to the tight ends coach at Texas A&M. And you know the Aggies, though, they'll pay. I don't think he took too much of a pay cut. Aggies love to pay coaches. And they don't always translate to wins, but the Aggies will load up and pay you. But, Steven, I wanted to make sure you saw that. I know we stay on top of college football, really more than just about any show in the state of Texas. And I would just say, now I would say I will defer to Smokey on when it comes to covering high school level, they they absolutely beat us senseless. I just want to admit that, Stephen. I know that's big of me to do. They annihilate us. Their high school coverage is like second to none. They do a great job. In fact, if you want to know, you know, like something happens to La Vega, that Crawford coach, I knew about that Crawford thing simply because I went out to dinner one night in New Orleans, and I mean Q and Smokey and all them, they had that story cold like a month ago. I mean, they knew all that stuff. And so I my hat is off to them. But Stephen, Coley to A&M, I just want to make sure that you did not miss that story.
Yes, that's good news there. I heard something about that, but I didn't really put it together, I guess, or it didn't really register in my mind until you reminded me. And Georgia's done a really great job recruiting. Unfortunately for them, Kirby Smart and company, they just keep running into Alabama, or in the case of last year, LSU. So that's a lot of the frustration that their fan base has had, is there's another team in the SEC West that continues to just be slightly more talented and better than they have been the past 5 or 6 years.
All right, more news, Stephen. I know you love the Zach Evans angle I'm taking. Some SEC Mike on Zach Evans. I've spoken to two sources at North Shore, and they both said heading into after the weekend, Tennessee may have been the favorite over Ole Miss. Now there's some chatter. Evans camp may announce Thursday. These are some weird people down there in North Shore. I love this. I hope Ole Miss gets involved. I hope Mike Leach gets involved. You see Mike Leach, all the blowback he got? Mike Leach, new coach, Mississippi State, decides to just tweet out there on a whim. What do you guys make of Mitt Romney? Just decides to go all in on Mitt Romney's decision to be the first the first from an opposing party in the history of our country to stand up and vote for a president's impeachment in the Senate. And he went against all his Republican colleagues. And again, I will not comment on that. You come here to listen to sports, not my political leanings.
He tweeted that?
Okay.
Leach tweeted that yesterday?
So Leach comes out yesterday. No, Leach comes out yesterday and basically calls. Just kind of goes off on Mitt. Just kind of like, what kind of leader does that, or something along those lines. And boy, think about all those people up in the tree huggers up in where he just came from, Washington State. You think they love him going all in against Mitt Romney? I mean, now Mitt Romney, as I joked yesterday, I said Mitt Romney just won New Hampshire. I mean, if he wanted to cross the aisle, I think he could win the Democratic nomination. I mean, who else is going to win it? Biden? Jeez.
Leach political views will play better in Starkville for sure.
Leach, that is so funny.
Can we stop? Can we make a New Year's resolution? And Leach, yeah, his Twitter account's wild. He's also, like, sharing memes that he just finds.
Most of it's pretty funny. I'm fine with that.
Okay, whatever. And can we stop asking him, like, the random press conference question? I'm just like, it's a tired bit. Like, do we have to ask Mike Leach at the end of every press conference, hey, coach, what do you think about croutons? And just let him go into some three-minute rant about the history. Like, nobody cares. It was funny. It's not really that funny anymore. Let's just move on.
Yeah, I'm okay with him. I'm fine. If they want to ask croutons, I still get a kick out of Leach. So, yeah, you've gone full anti-Leach. I think you're against his political beliefs for whatever reason. I still embrace Mike Leach. Other news, Stephen, we're dealing with a concussion in the house. Yesterday I was finishing up a show, and my daughter comes walking by in the studio. Walks by my home studio. I'm thinking, what is she doing home from school? Well, she took two shots to the head at the same time. Two basketballs, passes were delivered. I said, why didn't you put your hands up at least? And she said, well, they're both coming at me. All I could do is close my eyes. And she just got nailed
both sides
of the forehead and has been diagnosed with a concussion. And so I've been on the phone with the head athletic trainer today. And this is a very thorough woman. I mean, we're going to do some light exercise, light cardio this weekend, and then they may clear her to play not this weekend, but next weekend's end-of-the-year tournament that the 7th grade A team is participating in. So this is, as I said to you earlier today, Stephen, they take their concussions at 7th grade girls basketball more, honestly, they take it more seriously than Paul Tagliabue ever did in the NFL. I mean, seriously, I mean, this is a strong group, so I'm proud of them. And they're looking at this thing from every angle. And basically, if she has one headache, it like sets everything back a whole nother week. And then she can't come back for another week. I mean, I'm fearful this could take her out of tennis season. So anyway, no contact practice until maybe late next week. So, Stephen, I just wanted to bring you up to date. Parker Mosley on the injured list, but was good. Felt fine to play board games with me yesterday. After I got, she's like, "Dad, let's play." And I was playing some game called Sorry. Have you ever played that with your kids?
It's been a Sorry. Long time since I played Sorry. I don't even really remember all the rules.
Yeah, there's just some cards you pick up. You do some things. Not much to it, but we had a nice time with that. Then we kind of got a little more aggressive and did some other things like throwing some ping pong balls and trying to get it in some areas. So anyway, it was an interesting day, to say the least. All right, 11 o'clock today, the man, the myth, Dave Aranda. I mean, it's a big moment. Dave's been preparing for this all his life, to be on the Matt Mosley Show. He put this down as one of his bucket list items, and I appreciate that about Dave. And Dave now gets to live up to that. Should we, you know what I thought about, Stephen? Should we get the fake Orgeron to call in and talk to the real Aranda? Now, wouldn't that be something?
I think that might be too much of a bit for Dave's first appearance.
Do you think Taylor Bryan would be cool with that?
Oh,
Taylor,
yeah.
If you're listening.
Taylor loves a good joke.
Yeah, Taylor. Taylor always, just to put me in my place, Taylor, like every time we're getting somebody, Taylor's like, "Now what time are you on?" Like, "Taylor, I'm on 10 to noon every single day of my life." And most everybody in all of Central Texas knows that. And Taylor will be like, I think he just wants to keep my ego in check. He'll be like, "Now Matt, when is your show on?" It's like, I've never listened to your show. All right, Stephen, let's do this. Let's continue down this path. And then, of course, we got Aranda at 11. We'll look at the text toys, see what people want to ask of Aranda. 254-662-1660. But a little bit of rough news yesterday for Baylor. We react to that. And also, the Lady Bears. Is it time to change conferences? That's next.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The Bears back home in the Farrell Center Saturday hosting Oklahoma State. 4:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 5 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Bears and the Cowboys in the Farrell Center.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or the theater room with that sound system. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way, so it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting that valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing is installing adding seamless gutters to give your home a bright new look and added value. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out and take a look at your roof and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work. Put McAdams & Sons over 40 years experience to work for you. Check it out at McAdamsRoofing.com. That's McAdamsRoofing.com. Or give them a call today at 254-799-2949. Because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
The first ever 2.5-day event, Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival, starts Thursday. This event is for everyone. Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival is presenting 60 new films by upcoming filmmakers with Hollywood studio releases and feature competition films. Come by and walk the red carpet with celebrities like Mr. Hercules, Kevin Sorbo, Food Network star Gina Neely, and more. For more information on the festival, call 254-400-8181. That's 254-400-8181, or go to WacoFamilyandFaithFilmFestival.com.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand-agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at SyntexRehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's SyntexRehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at SyntexRehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
The 10 o'clock hour of the Matt Mosley Show is brought to you by NeighborWorks Waco. Thinking about buying a home and don't know where to start? NeighborWorks Waco has been assisting Central Texans in the home buying process for over 25 years, and they are ready to help you. Learn more at nw-waco.org.
Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley, Matt Mosley Show. We are only 35 minutes away from hearing from Dave Aranda, head coach of the Baylor Bears. And I'll be anxious to visit with Dave. I know a lot of people who've been working beside him, but his first trip to the Matt Mosley Show to visit with us, and I know Dave has put a lot of thought, prayer into this, and I don't know, I haven't cleared this yet with the folks at Baylor, with our old buddy over there, Taylor Bryan. Steven, I'm planning to keep him for about, I want to be generous, I want to be gracious with his time. I was thinking about 45 minutes I'd keep him. Does that seem fine to you?
Yeah, I'm sure he's got nothing else going on today.
All right, 45 minutes. We'll keep him from about 11.
I mean, recruiting's over. Like, what do they have to do? It's not spring ball yet.
Yeah, 11 to 11:45, Dave Aranda. No, we won't keep him quite that long, but he's a very generous guy, gracious man, and so I'm excited to I'm sorry you shot down my idea, Stephen, of having the fake Coach O come on with him. I think it's a brilliant idea. Boy, I've got people weighing in already. They're texting me, hey, Mosley, ask him this. This is a good one. This is a good one who comes to us from one of the top Baylor reporters out there. Listen to this, Stephen. Really curious about those final two staff positions, safeties coach and running backs coach. And how soon do you want to finalize that? And are you excited about who you want to bring in? Now, here's another one I want to get to. And I've been thinking about this one. Basically, he said he wanted to look in that portal, and you know, they might see if there's anything in there that's interesting. Let's ask him, Stephen, what positions do you need the most? What positions will you kind of be, when they take a peek in the portal, what will you be looking for?
You should ask him if you can take a peek in the portal with him, because I know you've been trying to look in the portal for a while now.
What do you think the portal looks like? I do spend a lot of time thinking about this. When you look inside the transfer portal, do you see the actual players in there? Do you see like bios of them? Do you see footage of them playing? When you take a peek in the portal, what do you see?
I think it's kind of like an homage to the Twilight Zone. So it's just sort of like a black and white background, and it's spinning a little bit, and players are coming at you.
Oh,
they're like coming straight at you, and you feel you can't like reach out and touch them, but you can kind of see them coming by.
Like a 3D effect almost.
Yeah.
They're just kind of coming, like, almost like the Haunted Mansion ride at Disney World. All right, by the way, NeighborWorks, Waco, you think they want to be a part of this discussion?
I think so.
No, we appreciate Roy Nash, everybody over there. He's a CEO, but NeighborWorks, what a great organization. And they have an unbelievable staff over there. I just love what they do, because they basically take folks that maybe are first-time home buyers. Maybe you owned a home one time, got in a little issue, didn't pay some bills, got some credit issues. Well, they kind of walk you back through it and get everything in good shape so that you can go out there and do what you need. They help the loan process, everything. That's NeighborWorks Waco. They've been around for 25 years. I think Roy's been around with them for about 17, 18 years. He played basketball at Baylor, was a big-time real estate guy in Temple and Waco, and so he knows the real estate market and does a great job with that. I just think it's a really cool service that they do, and they can get you in home. So if you're out there and you're renting and you're like, God, I just don't know if I'll ever be able to afford a home, well, why don't you find out? Why don't you not just wonder about it? Why don't you wander down to 922 Franklin, downtown Waco, wander in there and say, wander. Golly, what am I doing? You just kind of wander in there and let them know who you are. And let them know Mosley sent you. The Matt Mosley Show. All right, it is the Mosley Show. Also, title sponsor, Big Jim Turner. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Clay Lasseter. Thank you, Jerry Burkhart. Thank you for what you guys do. Thanks for playing the show out there all the time. And people have been dropping by there, Stephen, and I don't know if I ever told you this, and they'll say to Clay Lasseter, they'll go, hey, are you the Clay from the Matt Mosley Show? So now the Jim Turner people are like characters on our show.
I like that.
Are you the Jerry Burkhart of the Mosley Show? So Jerry's big sports guy. He's into it, and so we really appreciate that. We may be doing a big giveaway soon. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's a certain sold-out ball game. Did you notice that? Did you see that Baylor announcement yesterday? I don't have that date in front of me. I know that it's coming up. Is it February 29? I don't know. You told me recently. But anyway, Stephen, the Kansas game is already sold out, the men's game, the Baylor-Kansas game. The women's game was last night, and there have been some people that are competitive with the Bears. I thought TCU women stood up and played a little bit. I was proud of them. We gave the Bears a little bit of a contest. There's some other teams that will kind of play a little bit, and then the Bears have to extend themselves. Last night, the Jayhawks. I thought the Kansas women had been decent in the past. Maybe I'm wrong, but I thought they had had some decent years. And they came in there, the Farrell Center. And, I mean, it's just not, you know, Our women need more competition, okay? If you're going to bring that group down and you're going to, you know, at some point it's like 70 to 20-something, you just can't have that. You got to bring in a better squad. But the Bears sliced and diced them, and Lady Bears won by 53 points. That is some kind of record, Stephen, for like the Lady Bears in a conference margin. Now, they've beaten some of these non-conference teams pretty badly before, but to do it in conference, that's an embarrassment to the Kansas group. But that was kind of cool, by the way. Did you see at the tip-off luncheon and all that that Dr. Naismith's grandson showed up? And of course, the Naismith Museum, that all happened at Kansas. People think Bill Self invented basketball, but it was really Dr. Naismith. And the Naismith grandson showed up and, like, spoke to the team. I saw some pictures of him. Kind of looked like a really neat guy. So that I thought that was great for the girls to Baylor women to get some historical perspective. Stephen, you're a guy who appreciates history. I think you took a history course or two at TCU. Isn't that cool that they got to meet Dr. Naismith? We should have had him on. I'll call Kim today and see if we can get a number for the grandson of Dr. Naismith. Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be cool. Yeah, I didn't see that. I didn't realize that he had come down, but that is a really great historical connection. And, yeah, you're right. I don't know. For a long time, you know, even those early teams that Mulkey had that won national titles, they still had some battles in the Big 12. Like, Oklahoma used to play them tough. They used to have some battles with Texas Tech and Texas. But, man, here recently they have just basically been able to call their own score in pretty much all these Big 12 games. And they handled it well. Obviously, you know, the lack of competition hasn't really affected them once tournament time comes around. But it would be fun and good to see some some like legitimate rivalries again between some of these schools.
I'm going to talk to Mac. I don't know if he'll be open to this, about moving us into the SEC in women's basketball.
Just in women's basketball?
Yes. And so he could play South Carolina. Who else is good there? I imagine LSU is pretty good. Mississippi State's been really good in the past.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess Ole Miss is okay. I bet Ole Miss is okay. I like that Notre Dame. I think they play in the ACC in women's basketball. Either the ACC or the SEC. Because, honestly, these Big 12 programs are not. Karen Austin, God love her, she can't keep up with Kim. I mean, she's nice. I really think the world of her. Aston, I'm sorry, you always correct me there. Yeah, Karen Aston, it's like A-S-T-O-N. She can't keep up with Kim. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude or, oh, Mosley went to Baylor, he's always pumping up Baylor. No, it's just the truth. No, nobody can compete except that TCU team. All right, I'm going to put you on the spot, Stephen. Name the head coach at TCU women's basketball.
Reagan Peebly.
Woo, nice. Golly, did it with no problem. Reagan Peebly, I love that. Used to be Jeff Mitty, and then
he's
Reagan
at K-State
Peebly.
Now.
Okay. Oh, gosh, you were really going to flex your muscles on this women's basketball. Now, what did I mean to talk about this segment? Oh, yeah. One thing I wanted to say, did you look at the text toy? Have we had anything interesting come in? We've got Dave Aranda's going to join us at 11 a.m. straight up. There was one I really liked that I think I am going to ask him that was Golden Wave band related.
Yeah, 254-662-1660. Make sure to send your questions to us for Dave Aranda. But Sean Hunt did ask if the Golden Wave band is going to travel the road game. So I don't know, Sean, if that's a Dave Aranda decision. Or if that's just an athletic department in general decision. But, yeah, that's what Sean wants to know, if the Golden Wave band will be making road trips with the team.
I think Dave's in his office right now thinking that over and thinking maybe could we take, like, half the band, like about 150 members
like
of the band.
Like a pep band or something?
Yeah, like take a pep band on the road. Now, I thought surely they go to Austin. I think they go to Sooners Land. I mean, I think they make all these local trips, don't they? Surely they will.
Yeah,
they'll
feel
be
like
in
they
Houston
do.
For that Ole Miss game, that Advocare Classic. They'll be in Houston for that. So I think the band's doing fine. I'm not worried about it. I don't want the band having to go sit out in those horrible environments. Like if they play in Lawrence later in the year and it's cold and messy, that messes up the wind instruments. The wind section. Thought you would like that. All right.
I didn't know you knew so much about about bands. the different instruments.
Love the band. Also, man, I'm still mad at my man Princely Amunamenum.
Human Melum.
I'm still mad at the young man. He showed up yesterday in Manor, 11:20. It's always awkward what they do. I had never really paid much attention to these things, but since I wanted to see if he was coming to Baylor, so I watched it yesterday, and that Dave Schick or whatever, Matt Schick, that whoever the announcer is, does like an interview with him, and he says, "All right, Princely, what is your decision?" The kid will just be like, "Sir, it was just very, I don't know, it's just very kind of, it just didn't flow real smoothly.
Did he do
you got all the parents around.
Did he do a hat dance, Matt? Did he, like, pick one up and then did he go for the fake or did he just go straight to it?
He might have looked around a little bit. He did, like, a head fake, but he went over to Florida and Parker was home with me and we were bummed about that. And then I went ahead and watched the next one was Hornsby because we kind of got into it. The next one was going to be at like 2:40, and so we're like we stopped our board game at 2:38. So let's go see this guy. And it was just kind of fun to see the Baylor cap. The one funny thing, by the way, about Prince, our buddy Princely, is that he had a good looking Baylor cap, a good looking Florida cap. He had all the normal caps, and then the Texas one was like a Texas X cap that had been signed by Earl Thomas. I think Grayson Grunhofer told us that. But it was just a weird, every hat looked kind of like a normal, the kind of cap you'd want to use. And then they had like a Texas X cap. And it just looked really weird up there with the other caps. Now, Malik Hornsby, is that his name? He did a whole fake deal. I really did not like that, what he did. He reaches out and he puts his hand on the Purdue cap. And then at the last minute, reaches out and grabs the Arkansas cap. And I know they're not putting that much thought into it, but why would you do that to a school that's recruited you that hard and that you've at least, you know, they've made your final list. You think enough about them to put them in your final cut. Why would you then, like, basically prank them and just, like, I just don't understand, like, what's going through a kid's mind where he thinks it's a good idea to reach out and fake that he's going to pick up the Purdue cap. Man, I'm bothered by this.
Poor Boilermakers. They've had a rough go this recruiting season. There's a grad transfer, TJ Stormer. He's like an offensive lineman from Colorado State, and he had committed to Purdue. And then later that day, TCU, like, offered him, and I guess he didn't realize they were going to offer him. And he comes back, and he's like, hey, Purdue, sorry, guys. I'm actually going to end up going to TCU.
Oh, no.
And all these Purdue fans were so mad.
I bet they were, as they should have been. Golly, I don't know what's going on with all this stuff. Okay, a very interesting angle. Could Tom Brady be coming to an NFL team close to you? That's next, and, of course, Dave Aranda waiting in the wings. He's in the green room, the Matt Mosley Show green room right now, and he'll be on with us straight up, well, probably about 11:02. Did you see Smokey? Smokey said 11:02. I like that. I like to be very specific. So we'll probably have Dave on probably 11:01 is what I'm going to say. All right, all that next.
Lady Bear Basketball, all season long with Bruce Eatson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears headed to Manhattan, Kansas to take on Kansas State Saturday afternoon. 1:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 2 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
Join Maggie Davis-Stinnett and the voice of the Lady Bears, Bruce Eatson, for Baylor Women's Basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors at Baylor Trust, Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Touchdown!
At the drop of a tailgate, here's your touchdown meal. Kick off your tailgate party with Slovacek West tailgate boxes. Each box feeds 10 people with delicious savings of your choice. Smoked barbecue brisket, pulled pork, Slovacek sausage, and more. Every box contains everything you need to make that extra point, including sides, utensils, sauce, tea, cups, and ice. Customize and order your tailgate box by 2 p.m. and it will be ready to pick up the next day. Don't punt when you can score big with Slovacek West. Slovacek's, you'll love our sausage.
It's Matt Moses Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy Truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
You can have the most beautiful backyard with gorgeous landscaping, perhaps a hot tub or pool and a deck, but that view can be ruined without a fence from Pinnacle Fence and Supply. Pinnacle Fence can customize what you need. Privacy fencing, chain link, ornamental iron, and even fence repairs on what you already own, or temporary fencing for commercial or residential needs. Pinnacle Fence provides various lengths of warranty on gates or fencing, especially during the wonderful but sometimes odd weather in Central Texas. Let us complete your backyard haven. Pinnacle Fence, 133 North 1st Street in Hewitt, or at PinFence.com.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
The 10 o'clock hour of the Matt Mosley Show is brought to you by NeighborWorks Waco. Are you a renter and ready to purchase your own home? NeighborWorks Waco has programs to help you get the best loan. Visit them today, 922 Franklin Avenue in Waco.
This is LaDainian Tomlinson, ESPN Central Texas.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Baylor added five players to their 2020 signing class on Wednesday. The Bears will finish with 17 signees in this year's recruiting class. Brian Etheridge from Sikkim365.com was on the Matt Mosley Show Wednesday and discussed one of those players that signed, safety Chateau Reed.
He's broad-shouldered, again, got great ball skills as a wide receiver. He's going to be converted over to safety, but he's going to be a 205, 210-pound kid at 6'2", playing safety, coming downhill. He's not afraid of contact.
In the NBA tonight, the Spurs are on the West Coast taking on the Blazers. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Rockets are also on the West Coast visiting the Lakers. Tip-off at 9:30, and the Mavs have the night off. Mavericks big man Kristaps Porzingis broke his nose in their loss to the Grizzlies last night. He returned to the game, but will be evaluated by doctors later today.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quack and trary, we get bored so we get married, just like dust we settle.
Oh, yeah. That's what you do right there. That may be what we need to bring Dave out to, Dave Aranda. I hope he's discovered Casey Musgraves. I'm kind of interested to see if Dave and I we're similar age, kind of what music he's into. Is he a classic rock? Matt and I were almost exact same age, Matt Rule, and he was more of a Dave Matthews kind of guy. And the Dave Matthews Band. I got to think that at some point Aranda had some metal in his background. I mean, Southern California, Redlands, California. I got to think, I don't know if it was like Dokken or Motley Crue or more main. I mean, Motley Crue would be more mainstream. But, Rat, Poison, I don't know. That sounded like. Rat Poison. Okay, those are two different bands, Steven, since you're such a youngster. Rat Poison is not is not a that's actually something.
I thought that's what Nick Saban talks about when
that's right.
Alabama gets too much hype.
Did you see that one guy sent you this morning that does the Nick Saban? Isn't he good?
Yeah, it's funny. He does an even better Leach, I think. Like, his Leach is very spot on too.
Oh man, that guy is very funny. The fake Saban. All right. Got a lot planned for Dave Aranda. Hey, get your questions in, 254-662-1660. What do you want to know from the new Baylor head coach? Steven, anything else coming in we need to mention on the text line, the Bush's Chicken text line that you want to mention?
We got a question about schemes for Dave Aranda.
Ooh. Is Sam Bradshaw texting us?
This listener's question is, would he be keeping some form of the 3-3-5?
Yeah.
Or is that something that he'll be moving away from?
I got a 3-3-5 question plan. Okay. So I'm interested in getting his take on that. He's talked a little bit about that stuff. Love it when we start talking about, I think Aranda loves talking about coverages almost more than anything. I mean, obviously they had great pass rushers at LSU, but they also, on the back end of that defense, had some incredible folks back there. This Ron Roberts, I mean, I'm excited to, so many things to get into with Dave Aranda. I haven't mentioned this to the Baylor people. I think what I'll do, Stephen, we'll do part one today. We'll talk to Dave today, and we'll call that part one, okay? And then what we'll do is have him back on tomorrow and do part two. Okay, I meant to clear that with the Baylor people.
Let's just have him on every single day between now and the season opener. Just as you sign off, be like, all right, coach, call you tomorrow.
Good morning, Dave. Dave didn't know he was signed on to be the co-host of the Mosley Show. I bet Taylor's had him. Hey, turn it on, coach. You can kind of hear what Mosley's like. I bet the coach is like, goodness, what is going on here? All right, it is the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox, on-air talent and executive producer of the program as well, organizes things, reaches out to guests as well as provides on-air entertainment. And, Stephen, we both were kind of entertained by something we saw on TV. It's a show I go on sometimes. It's Colin Cowherd, and despite my longtime relationship and friendship with Trey Wingo, Wingo never has me on, but Colin Cowherd, thank goodness, does have me on quite a bit. And Colin's show's always on already when we're on, so we can't really pop Colin on, but we can sometimes monitor some of the things that he's up to. Now, this is interesting, and boy, Colin put everything into it. Now, I joked yesterday on Twitter. I said, hey, y'all've got to keep Colin from doing things like this. But with Dak Prescott kind of upset right now, not liking how these negotiations are going, wanting the big money, give me 37, give me 38 mil a year. Colin Cowherd came up with an idea of bringing in a legendary quarterback. And now part of this, of course, it's radio, so you can't – I looked at this. It's also a TV show he does. And so you kind of have to imagine what he's talking about, because he's going to be talking about this legendary player in a Cowboys uniform. Stephen, let's listen to a little bit of this, and then let's react. I want to see if our people, any of our listeners, think this might be a good idea. I think it's far-fetched, but I find it at least entertaining.
And Tom wants help. There have been rumors about the Raiders. Put Tom in a Raiders uniform, apologize to our radio audience. It doesn't look right. He's the most corporate NFL brand. They're the Rebels. It doesn't look right. The Titans are a franchise that never wins the big game. Tom almost always wins them. That doesn't look right. The Miami Dolphins, I've heard Giselle wants to live in Miami. You've got to be kidding me. This is awful. But if Dak continues to ask for top-of-the-market money, just look at Brady in a Cowboy uniform for an owner in Jerry Jones, oh my God, that is the number one merchandise seller in the league. That is A-Rod to the Yankees times 10 and LeBron to the Lakers times 5. It looks right. You don't think looks matter? Jerry's got an art gallery in his stadium. Margarita bars. The stadium's about appearances. I'm just saying, if Dak is asking for the money he's asking for, and Adam Schefter's saying they're going to franchise tag him, hey, franchise tagging's not cheap either. You could do worse. Right now, Tom, in my opinion, is a better quarterback. Do you understand the merch this would create? This is Ronaldo to, you know, Barcelona. That's what it was. The merchandise, the shirts, the jerseys. Just, I'm telling you, optics matter. We don't eat blue food. I don't fly yellow airplanes. I don't. Airplanes, I like Delta. Power blue, power red. I'm sorry. That stuff matters. These companies all are spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on optics. You got a free agent legend. You got a young quarterback worth about 28 that wants 38 and is not bending. You could do worse. It's Jerry Jones.
Here we go.
He has the best practice facility. He's got the best stadium. He's got the best brand. He sells the most merchandise. Look at that.
Wow, there it is. Look at that. Look at the merch. I love it when he started talking about merch. Think about the merchandise. Is there anybody who hears that out there and gets excited at the thought of Tom Brady in a Cowboys uniform? Let's remember, I mean, Tom's about my age. I think he's sitting there now at, what, 41 or 42 at the end of his career. Does he still have, if surrounded by the right talent, the offensive line, does he still have the talent to get it done? Probably so. I mean, would it be hard for McCarthy in what he's trying to do? And then you got a play caller in Kellen. Yes, it's far-fetched. It's not going to happen. But does the thought of it at least excite you? Does the thought of Tom Brady, the legendary Tom Brady, because what it would be like is Peyton going to the Broncos at the very end of his career. Now, he wasn't great, but they did win a Super Bowl. I mean, he managed to do what he needed to do and made the throws he needed to make. Now, did they have a great running team and a great defense? You bet. But they found a way to get it done. Would the thought of Tom Brady in a Cowboys uniform, does it excite you? It's fun to me to think about things like that, but we all know that Dak, even with the lack of playoff success, the fact they're coming off like an 8-8 season, I mean, right now it's a turnaround kind of thing. We think this is an extremely talented roster and that they might be able to kind of turn it around quickly. It's certainly not a rebuild. The talent in Dallas is on offense is superior to New England. Okay, I'm not going out on a limb there. Now, is the coaching this and that? I mean, yeah, you can debate about all that. But is the talent better with the Cowboys? Absolutely. Could McCarthy take an old, aging Brady and get something out of him? Probably. But what do you do? I mean, Dak then goes and he's going to become a starter for somebody else, and he may end up going to be really good. Who knows? But when you go down this far down the road with Dak, you are forced to keep riding with him, and I think you'll be fine. I think Dak put up good numbers this year, but it is kind of fun to imagine Tom Brady ending his career on a 2-year deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Does that excite anybody? 254-662-1660. Steven, does that do anything for you, or are you a ride with Dak no matter what guy?
It doesn't do much for me. I mean, like you, I think it's a fun idea. I do see Cowherd's point. It makes sense. Just the look of him in a Cowboys uniform, being a part of that brand, that makes a ton of sense from a kind of a marketing perspective. But you mentioned the Peyton Manning example. He did win a Super Bowl there, but Von Miller was the MVP of that Super Bowl. And they won that thing on the strength of their pass rush with him and DeMarcus Ware in that defense. This Cowboys defense took a huge step back last year. They don't look like a unit right now to be able to carry a team, which means Tom's going to have to go back to scoring, you know, 30-plus points a game possibly. And I'm just not sure he can still do that. Like, I don't think he's that guy anymore. Maybe it was just the lack of talent and the lack of weapons that he had in New England. But for the longest time, he's been the player that's been able to make the no-names name brands because it doesn't really matter who you put in that system. They still go to work and they don't skip a beat. And that didn't happen. I mean, they just lost to the Titans 14-13 in a playoff game where they could not do anything offensively. So I don't think it makes sense. I don't feel like Tom Brady's the one missing piece that this team needs to make a Super Bowl push. And you're really starting from scratch at that point.
Yeah.
So you do the 2-year deal, and then you have to go draft someone. And you're probably also, if you bring him in, committing to bringing in a better backup. Because even though Brady hasn't had a history of injury at his age, I just think that if he's not going to play 16, you can't really bank on him playing 16 games necessarily. And right now you have Cooper Rush behind him. So I feel like there's a lot of moving parts that would have to go in. But no, him in a Dallas uniform doesn't do much for me.
Man, okay. All right, just shoots it down as we speak. Dave Aranda waiting in the wings. Everybody trying to track Dave down. You know, he's finally got recruiting over. Maybe he's trying to, I don't know, I hope he's making his way around Waco okay. I know it's, Stephen, I haven't even asked to see if you were able to make it in safely today. I mean, obviously you did, but scary. The blizzard has descended upon Waco, and I hope you're hanging in there doing okay. I hope our audience is being very careful as they get out of their car and make their way around campus or wherever you might be. It is the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Dave Aranda makes his first appearance on the Matt Mosley Show next.
Recently on the John Morris Show. Now, one more thing from Coach Boland and Jerry Hill, you know, good friend.
Yeah.
But media session for men's tennis was yesterday afternoon. I was tied up and I couldn't go. So Jerry just wants to point that out. Jerry points out that I'm not there.
Not yet, Jerry.
To Coach Brian Boland. So here is that audio from yesterday.
You have a message for Texas Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris?
I do. I'm waiting for the day that he would not be so arrogant not to show up at the men's tennis first interview of the year. I mean, I know that he thinks he's special. Now that he won the award, he got a standing ovation at the basketball game. And just because of that doesn't mean that you don't show up to the men's tennis courts the next day and skip the, you know, I thought he was going to be here. And it just doesn't feel the same. But it's disappointing. Looks like we're going to have to appeal. That'll work.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
Don Humidor has among the best top-rated cigars, not in the country, but the world, inside their 48-foot walk-in humidor. Rocky Patel, Padron, Ashton, Monte Cristo, Romeo and Julieta, Artur Fuente. If you want a cigar, no matter if it's harsh or something light, Churchill length or smaller, Don Humidor is where you go. And ask for Carol and Ashley, two ladies that will greet you with a smile and great intelligence and knowledge in the cigar business. Don Humidor, in the Townwood Shopping Center, of Valley Mills in Waco.
It's tax season once again. Stressful, right? Doesn't have to be. Maggard Bookkeeping has been helping Central Texans through the complex tax code for more than 20 years. Go to MaggardBookkeeping.com and bypass that stress.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people. I've helped clients buy and sell over 80 homes in 2019 and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you are searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish Boil Box includes 5 pounds of red bee potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red bean potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fields, or look them up on Facebook.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Baylor added five players to their 2020 signing class on Wednesday. The Bears will finish with 17 signees in this year's recruiting class. Brian Etheridge from Sikkim365.com was on the Matt Mosley Show Wednesday and discussed one of those players that signed, safety Chateau Reed.
He's broad-shouldered, again, got great ball skills as a wide receiver. He's going to be converted over to safety, but he's going to be a 205, 210-pound kid at 6'2", playing safety, you know, coming downhill. He's not afraid of contact.
In the NBA tonight, the Spurs are on the West Coast taking on the Blazers. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Rockets are also on the West Coast visiting the Lakers. Tip-off at 9:30, and the Mavs have the night off. Mavericks big man Kristaps Porzingis broke his nose in their loss to the Grizzlies last night. He returned to the game, but will be evaluated by doctors later today.
Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. It's time for Campus Confidential, our daily look at college football news. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
Oh, it is Matt Mosley and a special Campus Confidential. Stephen, kill the music, because we need to introduce this man to our audience. We've been excited about meeting him and bringing him to you. It is Dave Aranda, the head football coach at Baylor University. Now, Dave, I'm worried about you. Did you have the cold weather gear you needed in town to deal with this blizzard that has descended upon McLennan County and Waco in particular? Are you holding up okay?
Holding up great. Yeah, I appreciate you having me this morning, but was able to, you know, outside of waiting in the car for, you know, the 15, 20 minutes it took to defrost the windows and stuff, all good. Was able to take some videos and show it to my boy at home. If he was here, he would be shirt off diving into like the quarter inch of snow that we had, or you know, the white that we had, I guess. And so he would have tried to take full advantage. So hopefully here we'll get him down so he can be running around this place.
Who is the most athletic member of the Aranda family at this point? I know you were
wife,
fine.
Yeah, all the way. Yeah, still. I mean, she'll race my oldest girl, and my middle girl is a soccer player, and she's getting there. You know, they're passing Dion, my wife, in terms of height, but that just like angers her. And so it gets her, you know, excited and fired up to beat them in races and stuff. So it's very competitive, and I miss some of that when I do the FaceTime and I get back with them in the evenings. I can see the chaos and just the competitiveness, and it's a lot more going on than what I've got going on in the hotel room. So I'm looking forward to getting all back together again.
We do have friends in the real estate community. We have sponsors, all of that. Dave, if you need our help, we're there for you as you try to locate where you're going to live and where the home. I know you lived at one point in Hawaii. We can't quite pull that off in Waco. There are some pretty parts of Waco.
Yeah, no,
it's sort of underrated.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, I've been so impressed just with the people here, the quality of people, and just the welcome, and have really been able to, you know, the coaches that we brought from LSU, I think that was part of their there's a bit of a tug of war with both Dennis and with George, with LSU trying to hold on to him. And so just in that process, part of it was, hey, you're going to come here and the people are great. It's a family place. You know, values are valued here. You're going to feel welcome here, man. And when they got here, you know, right away, I remember Dennis coming to me. He goes, Dave, you know, he pulled me aside. He goes, everyone's so nice. And I go, I met, hey, it's what we talked about, man. I told you. And so it's just, you know, you feel the bounce in their step and just the energy that comes from just people that are sharing the values that you got, and your smile and just simple kindness goes a long way. And, you know, our recruits felt it. Their parents felt it. You know, we had people coming from Alabama and coming from, you know, North Carolina, Kansas, you name it, and, you know, Louisiana. And when they were down here, that was the first thing they felt, was just the welcome, the hearts wide open. And it was a big part of us closing strong. You know, our baseball coach and Coach Rodriguez and just his welcome to Blake and you know, he went above and beyond in terms of his effort. And so that was a big part in landing Blake.
I would think you guys would hit it off. Rodrigo, we call him, but Steve Rodriguez, yeah, the baseball coach, Southern California guy, yeah, spent that time right there in Malibu, although he tells me he rarely went to the beach. Were you at least a guy?
Right across the street, yeah.
It's tough. Oh, my gosh, it's a gorgeous place. With Blake, I mean, that is an interesting recruiting to team up with the baseball coach. If you give Rodrigo too much credit, though, he may not share Blake with you during the spring. Keep that in mind.
I know. You know, just the success, just for me personally, just with being with two sport guys, whether it's been track, I know the University of Houston, when I was there, we had a bunch of football players that were on the track team and just highly successful. We had some of those at LSU. Kerry Vincent comes to mind. And, you know, we had Maurice Hampton that played safety for us as a freshman this past year, and he's on the baseball team right now at LSU. And so just have had nothing but success with all of it, just in terms of the ceiling. When a guy's playing both ways, there's a rawness that comes with them. And so the developmental part is there. And then just there's something about guys that can just get it. The insides are, it's hooked up right. We're coming in from one sport, out of one sport into the next sport. They can process stuff quickly, and they just get it. They understand. And I think that learning process, when you do have them, is accelerated just because of their experience of bouncing around in sports. And so,
yeah,
I see it as a real positive.
We saw that with the Super Bowl MVP with Pat Mahomes. It is
right.
Dave Aranda, the Baylor head football coach, joining the Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Let's talk about some of these guys you just brought in. Fascinated that you were able to go into SEC country. I know, let's start with Walcott, Al-Fayyim Walcott. This guy, Auburn was in on him. Actually, Oklahoma, it looked like, tried to get in late on him.
Right.
What jumped out at you about him? And it so far, what I'm noticing when I hear your comments, you like this sort of position flex, these guys
Correct.
That can do a lot of different things. How big is that with Walcott?
I think it's huge. I think just stepping back, I think that is where football is going on defense. I think when offenses can be in a two-back look with the tight end off the ball and the max protect, the RPOs, the play action pass shots, their two-back runs, and then they can flex the tight end out and be in one back. They can get the back out of there, be in no back. They can motion guys in and out. So out of one personnel group, you know, one tight end, three receivers, and one back, they can build just about anything you want. I think as a reflection of that on defense, you have to have the ability to do the same and to not only match it, but to aggressively attack it. And the more that you have a safety that, if need be, can play like a corner, a safety that can need be can play like a linebacker in the box, a safety that can need be play like a nickel rushing off the edge, then you got it. And I look at LSU in the past, Jamal Adams was that way. Dante Jackson was that way. Grant Delpit was that way. Jacoby Stevens, to an extent, was that way. Kerry Vincent. And so just the flexibility to play in, to play out, to play up, to play back, I think is where it starts. And Al gives us that. You know, I think where it starts with Al is just the type of person he is. Al's got a great heart. He's a really, really good person. I mean, he's every time I talk to him, he's talking about his teammates, he's talking about his coach, talking about his family. I think the values that he holds dear are right up front. So it's really cool to see his length, his range, his speed. You know, just going through these championship games, the SEC championship, the game versus Oklahoma, the semifinal, and, you know, that last game, you know, I think there's schemes that play a part in all of it, but really what it came down to was just the one-on-one matchup is really what it came down to. I think the, you know, the having the ability to get a guy, your guy on their guy, and then to win that particular play, for that thing to come and go, and then, you know, no big shots, no big gains, you know, nothing happening. You know, we erased it as far as the defense. That's what you're looking for. And a lot of that comes with, when I look at our league, I'm looking at a bunch of people playing off, a bunch of people not challenging receivers. And so Al's a guy that can get up and press, get hands on, be physical. You know, Al's every bit of the 6'2" and long arms and hands on him. And so just really, really impressed with him. I'm so happy that we got him. And, you know, he's able to play from that corner spot to the safety spot and back and forth if we need him to, and it's a big plus for us.
Yeah, there's another Al that played with the Packers for many years who's now, like, in the coaching community, and it sounds like you're almost describing him. All right, yes. Dave, Mike Harris, also, you go in, he had an Alabama offer. I mean, we're not totally used to that in Big 12 country, especially right. At Baylor, winning battles anytime these SEC, you know, especially Alabama's involved.
Right.
That's another one I know folks are excited about. What is it about Mike? Not as tall or as big as Al-Fayyim, but in his own right, sounds like another guy that could do several things for you.
Correct, yeah. Mike can, you know, known Mike for a while. He was at our camp at LSU. We were recruiting him at LSU, and I think when this happened and was able to come to Baylor, I think that was something, and just looking at the depth chart were the guys returning and the needs that we had, I think that was something that stuck out right away, was a need for somebody like Mike and his ability to blitz off the edge as a nickel, to cover in the slot, as a nickel, to be a cover safety if you needed him to. You know, we need to put some weight on him, but to be in the box as an eighth guy in the box and defend the run, he can do. You know, Mike's strengths are his speed, so he's a legitimate, you know, 4.4, 4.5 guy. He's got great explosion, but, you know, he has got pop when he hits you. So he's one of those guys where he can just get one foot in the ground and his hips roll. And, you know, my father used to train boxers, and so there'd be certain guys that when they would, you know, lace them up and that, had heavy hands. So I think back out to, you know, just watching boxing, I'd always remember, you know, prior to the grills coming out, George Foreman was a great example of it, or Ken Norton was a great example. They just hit you, and it's just – guys would just react differently. Just the, you know, heavy hands was the term. And so Mike has that. You know, he has heavy hands. When he hits you, guys go down. And so the more we can put Mike in the center of where all the action is, he can help us knock a couple guys down. We can get numbers advantage that way and kind of set the tone. And really excited about Mike. You know, great family, great person. Really excited to be a Baylor Bear. He's going to add value to us right away.
Dave Aranda, Baylor head football coach. It has to sound good to you, Dave. You work all your career and now head football coach. It's kind of a really cool thing. You've put an interesting staff together with a lot of experience, and that's going to be fun as well. Let me ask you this. You said you would be taking a peek at the portal. First of all, would that be more for guys that could play right away, graduate-type guys, or guys that might be sitting out as you kind of peek? I've always wanted to take a look in that portal. I don't exactly know how to do that, but right. When you start looking in there, what are you looking for? And I guess more specifically, what position right now do you feel like you're a little thin at and could really help yourself by looking inside the portal?
Right. Well, I think the first thing in looking at the portal there is for the best fit. And so whether you're talking about socially, talking about academically, the best fit for us, and really like you mentioned, just so honored to be at Baylor and just so blessed to be able to represent Baylor's values, whether we're interviewing some running back coaches here trying to finalize the staff, and right away it strikes them just what Baylor stands for, and the strong education, the Christian faith environment, and how strong that is within our program, and then the ability to be a tight family as a football team and win games with great intangibles and great execution and great toughness. And so, those things, I think, are talked about with these prospective coaches. And those are the things that we're looking for when we're out in the portal, seeing if there's guys that fit those things. And so that'd be number one. And number two would be, does it address, a position of need? And, I'd look at up front, trying to build a gain, some depth in the defensive line. I would look at the DB spot if there's more corners with length that we could add. I think our ability to press on defense, like we mentioned, I think is going to be a game changer. And so those would be two spots that you'd look for. And then if there ever was just a dynamic guy, it could come in all different positions. So I look back at LSU. We took Braden Fajoco from Texas Tech, who I knew back in Hawaii. His dad, Vili, was our mascot. He was Vili the Warrior at University of Hawaii. And so his son, Braden, was kind of our sidekick. He would always be with his dad, putting the war paint on, banging little drums, and his dad was banging the big drums and that. So to have Braden come on and help us, man, was a national champion. This is so cool, And then we had Cole Tracy that transferred over, and he helped us win some major games 2 years ago versus Auburn was a huge one, and a couple others where we really struggled kind of finishing off drives and kicking field goals. He came and just knocked it out. I think he was by far and away a great reason for the improvement that we had on offense that particular year. And then you look at Joe Burrow as another one, And so the advantage you can bring to your team with a transfer, say it's the right fit and, it's the right mindset, those advantages can be huge.
Going back to your Hawaii days, you've mentioned this, that your time there kind of ended abruptly, ended interesting and ironic that years later, 5 days apart, you're the defensive coordinator there, offensive coordinator Nick
right.
Rolovich becomes
right.
a head coach at a Power 5 school, two at Washington State. Have you guys talked since then? I know you hadn't had much time to look back, but that's kind of a really cool thing. And I got to ask you, was that one of those career defining moments for you? Because in a way, everything's going the way it's supposed to go, and then suddenly you wake up one day and you're like, okay, this isn't what I planned. How big
right.
a moment was that for you in your coaching career?
It was a huge one. I think there's always things that put, when you're in coaching, a lot of times you're just so immersed and it's hard to see outside of the blinders that you got on. And, know, there's things that'll obviously, family things or social things will kind of wake you up and get you out of it. But, you know, within the football part of it, you know, getting fired from a job, you know, our staff was fired there at Hawaii. That's never an easy thing. And so we were living in apartment housing. You know, Hawaii is very expensive, and we lived in university housing just right there, right in Manoa. And, you know, we took it the year before. I think we won the WAC championship the year before. And then the following year, you know, we were out. So when we moved in there, I was thinking that, hey, we can be here for a little bit. And usually that's when that stuff kind of comes along. But just not having, you know, being without a job in Hawaii is about the toughest spot you can be without a job. And just the time difference and just all of it, is you're really on the other side of everything. And so to get a phone call from Gary Anderson, I think after about, you know, two, maybe going on 3 months, I'd just be pacing our little apartment. And, you know, my wife, you know, Dion's looking at me, you know, Dave, what are we going to do? And all of it, to get that call from Gary, I think I kind of broke down. Really, and she did, I know for sure. And so to have the opportunity to kind of to start again with Gary was a huge, I mean, I'll never forget it. And so, like, the it shows you the opportunities that come and the timing of all of it, and to be thankful for everything that you got. And so, you know, the opportunities, when they do come, a lot of times it's so rare. You want to be able to spend the time to investigate, and I think you owe it to yourself and your family, because
yeah,
there's another side to it.
Well, and you end up with Matt Wells. You all become good friends there. It's interesting that he's at Tech. He marries Jen Dirks, who, by the way, was one of my classmates and one of my favorite girls at Baylor, and, you know, cute California girl. So I met Matt after that game, and it was a tough moment, but he was, because they'd gotten beat on a tough call against Baylor. And you know, he's pretty direct. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I can't even believe he's visiting with me. I said, Matt, this is you don't want to be talking to a Baylor guy. And I tried to kind of dismiss things. And he looks at me and he goes, did you date my wife? And I was like, oh, my gosh. That's it. So he was pretty direct with me. So, anyway, yeah, that'll be fun. Herman, you know, Wells, you know, it's just interesting.
Right.
You've got good friends in this conference. Last thing I'll ask you, and I really appreciate the time today, the strong suits for Larry Fedora and George Munoz. I know you think the world of George. Is it too much of a leap? Of course, all Baylor fans, we want to think, okay, these guys will be just like Slinger, as y'all call them, or Inslinger, and Joe Brady. These guys will have that similar type relationship. Will it be something like that in how they call plays? How do you kind of envision the, you know, what are their strong suits, and how do you see that dynamic kind of playing out?
Well, you know, Larry's the coordinator, so he'll be calling it. But I think, you know, George is right there helping them, and you know, I credit Larry, because Larry's been established. You know, he's been innovative. He's been at the top of the offensive coordinator / head coach food chain for a while. You know, just his offenses and their effectiveness and the tempo component, the answers, having the answers component, the innovation that comes every year that he adds, the simplicity that's built in, so guys are playing fast. I mean, I've got so much respect for Larry Fedora and what he does. And, you know, along with that, and I'm seeing that here with George, is that he's very open. And I think, you know, he's I sit in a lot of these meetings now that I used to run, you know, staff meetings, O&D, and I'll sit in with Ron on defense, and this morning I was sitting with Larry and them on offense, and, you know, it's very much a, hey, what's best for us? This is what we used to do, and then George is going, this is what we used to do, and it becomes what's best for us right here at Baylor. And so it's very much a collaborative effort, and, you know, you feel real good as a coach when you see your guys thinking that way and talking that way. You feel really strong about what's going to come out of it. And so that's happening right now. It's exciting. for me to get into football and get back with our team. And we got 4 weeks of, some installs and some mat drills and some strength and conditioning. It's going to be the first time, really, our guys are introduced to our coaches, and we'll be able to be around them and coach them and all of it. So I'm really looking forward to that's one of the things when you're new, the recruiting, the putting together staff, and just all of it kind of gets you stretched here and there, where it'll be good to kind of settle just with our guys and kind of get going.
Well, it's a fun staff you put together. Don't try to keep up with Larry in the weight room. You know, he's pretty aggressive in there. We remember him from his first run through Baylor all those years ago, and that was like 20 years ago, and he still pretty much looks the same.
He kills the crunches, that's for sure. ab crunch.
He loves a good ab crunch. Last thing, have people familiarized who you're supposed to dislike the most in the conference? I know you have great respect for the coaches and I think the world of Gary Patterson, but the Baylor folks have a healthy dislike for TCU. Have people kind of brought you up to speed on the sort of the individual rivalries in the conference?
I have. I've not directly, but I've felt it here enough, just kind of the conversations and the introductions and the meeting with other people. A lot of what you're saying here is coming up. And so, you have, and from afar, I could kind of read into some of that as well. So I'm excited about being in these rivalries and being in games where, your fan base is woke and excited and standing up for it and everything. It's one of the things I loved about being at LSU was just the passionate fan base, and to be at Baylor and to have fans that are into it and want to know and are rooting for every play, man. That's, my wife will fit right in. She'll be right in the thick of it, losing her voice. So looking forward to all that.
That's our next interview with Dion. Let her know we'd like to have her on and kind of, take her temperature on all this. But, Coach, we really appreciate it. Been looking forward to this and can't wait to meet you in person. Hopefully, we got the number one ranked women, the number one ranked men. So hopefully at one of those games we can run into you down there.
Awesome. I look forward to it. Thanks for having me.
There he goes, Dave Aranda, the new head coach of the Baylor Bears. Fun visiting with him. And, Stephen, thank you for the latitude. I blew through every break, and very gracious. I'm not going to do that to Dave every time, I promise. I was joking, Stephen. I was going to go 45 minutes with him. I nearly did it. But very fun talking to Dave, and I think he's going to be an excellent fit. He's put together a fascinating staff, and we'll react to some of what we just talked about, some of the things that kind of are standing out to us about that interview. We'll do that next. It's Matt Moses Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Fall in love with these February deals on 2020 Silverados and great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, a huge inventory of new Chevrolets you choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Nancy Pelosi and the Socialist Democrats want more control of our lives. Left unchecked, they'll take away our gun rights, confiscate more of your paycheck, and their immigration policy will simply be let anyone in and give everyone welfare. Pete Sessions is determined to stop them. A Waco native and faithful Christian, Pete Sessions is a pro-life conservative who once represented much of our congressional district. In Congress, Pete defended our gun rights, protected our religious liberty, and stood with President Trump to build the border wall. And when Obama was president, Pete Sessions led the national Republican campaign that defeated Pelosi as Speaker. And he'll do that again, too. Republican Pete Sessions, a true conservative who will fight for us.
I'm Pete Sessions, and I'll fight for our future, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Pete Sessions for Congress.
The first ever 2.5-day event, Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival, starts Thursday. This event is for everyone. Waco Family and Faith International Film Festival is presenting 60 new films by upcoming filmmakers with Hollywood studio releases and feature competition films. Come by and walk the red carpet with celebrities like Mr. Hercules, Kevin Sorbo, Food Network star Gina Neely, and more. For more information on the festival, call 254-400-8181. That's 254-400-8181, or go to WacoFamilyAndFaithFilmFestival.com.
All right, it's time to talk about StarTex Propane. Love StarTex Propane. Love how easy they make it. StarTexPropane.com, of course. You can go on the website, find out everything you need to know. 20 counties. That's a lot of counties that they service. When I'm in town, which is quite often, I just go by that location on 1201 LaSalle. And right there between the Circle and the Farrell Center, gigantic building there, white, blue, a huge blue stripe on it. You can't miss it. Right there on your left as you're headed toward the Farrell Center from the Circle. And you can pull in there, and you need a propane tank, great. You need them to come by the house and service some things. You need them to prefab or get ready a like outdoor living type experience. You may want it, your outdoor dining scene could be huge, and you need to get all that ready. They'll do that and just make sure everything's tip-top shape. They do it for residential folks. They do it for business folks, too. And their commercial business is great. They come in and they take care of so much. They're really friendly and they get things done for you. Just a great business because they do a variety of things and they do it in a very professional and trustworthy fashion. Love the folks at StarTex Propane. Get by there today.
Your CBD store, the only designated CBD store in Central Texas, located in Hewitt. We've created a warm, inviting space where you can feel comfortable asking the questions you've wanted to ask about CBD. Every product has independent lab testing available. Our staff is here to help you find an award-winning product that's right for you. Come see for yourself and get back to being you. Visit us at your CBD store on Hewitt Drive, next to Cafe Cappuccino.
It's a new year and it's time to fire up the grill, heat up the oven, or get that deep fryer going to enjoy the top quality products at Waco Custom Marketplace. Hi, this is David Smith. And live crawfish season is here, so it's time to prepare, boil, and enjoy delicious crawfish, and give Waco Custom Marketplace a call to order your bag of their finest crawfish, available right now. Crawfish boil box includes 5 pounds of red bean potatoes, 30 corn cobettes, 5 pounds of sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. And make your order now for live crawfish and pick it up in time for the weekend. Let Waco Custom Marketplace be your one-stop shop for team gatherings, school functions, and fundraisers. And remember, the crawfish boil box includes red bean potatoes, corn cobettes, sausage, and plenty of Louisiana boil seasoning. Serving Waco restaurants and families since 1940, Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
The Waco Hippodrome has great movies. The Mortician's Valentine's Day Dinner and Show on February 14th, a Robin Williams comedy tribute with David Bourne on February 20th, plus Oscars trivia on February 6th. Come test your knowledge on this year's nominees for a chance to win prizes. Be sure to catch a movie, Doolittle and Bad Boys, playing now. Tickets at WacoHippodromeTheater.com. Try the Raleigh Diner for lunch. There's a $10 lunch special. Includes a select entree, two sides, and a dessert and a drink.
UBO Business Services offers the best office copiers available. Our brand-agnostic approach allows our business analysts to select the right multifunction copier for your office that meets both your budget and functionality requirements. www.ubo.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Baylor added 5 players to their 2020 signing class on Wednesday. The Bears will finish with 17 signees in this year's recruiting class. Brian Etheridge from Sikkim365.com was on the Matt Mosley Show Wednesday and discussed one of those players that signed, safety Chateau Reed.
He's broad-shouldered.
Again, got great ball skills as a wide receiver. He's going to be converted over to safety, but he's going to be a 205, 210-pound kid at 6'2", playing safety, you know, coming downhill. He's not afraid of contact.
In the NBA tonight, the Spurs are on the West Coast taking on the Blazers. Tip-off is at 9 o'clock. Rockets are also on the West Coast visiting the Lakers. Tip-off at 9:30, and the Mavs have the night off. Mavericks big man Kristaps Porzingis broke his nose in their loss to the Grizzlies last night. He returned to the game, but will be evaluated by doctors later today.
Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
The 11 o'clock hour of the Matt Mosley Show.
Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley. It is time for the dismount. No, we'll do a short. Well, you tell me, Steven, how you want to handle it. We'll recap a little bit of Miranda here, and then we'll have an abbreviated dismount. But we just had such good stuff and had a great opportunity to visit with Dave, and boy, he was very gracious with his time. And It's really interesting to see the staff that he's put together. Steven has turned this around quickly. I'm looking for, oh, there it is. There it is, Steven. Way to go. So we can get that out to all our people. This will be up on Sikkim 365, up on our site, of course. And then always stream us, by the way, if you want to, or get all our podcasts at just go to your iPhone app and download your iPhone store. App Store and down and put Syntex Sports Fan. That's Centex, and that'll allow you. A lot of people stream us that way in Dallas, Austin, Houston, all over the place, and that's really made it easy. Even people in Waco who want to go back later and listen to things. Some of you guys will want to hear more of this tomorrow. We'll let you. We'll figure out the time that best suits everybody and want to take care of everybody. But I just thought Dave was. He's got some personality to him, and he's a very, very interesting guy. He's thoughtful, and, I almost thought in that sort of setting, just the two of us having a kind of a back and forth on everything, I just thought he was really kind of revealing and refreshing in the perspective. He's not like a cliche-driven type guy. He's a kind of thoughtful. I'm going to think about this thing, and I think he is grateful. I thought that was an interesting point, Stephen, when he said that he'd had a tug of war with LSU. I mean, that's what happens. I think to a certain extent, he loves Coach O. He loves the opportunity he had there. He has huge respect for Orgeron, but he also knows he's now a head coach, and he's got to do an incredible job here in Waco, and he wants to surround himself with great people. And so he wanted George Munoz with him. He wanted Dennis Meatball Johnson with him. These are great recruiters, but great. George is a great offensive mind. Dennis, really, really good on the defensive side of the ball. And I think what happened is Orgeron, of course, was wanting to hold that staff together as best he could. And so it appears, at least for the time being, that Aranda was able to win some of those battles. What I almost asked him, Stephen, was, is Coach O still talking to you? I mean, because they do have a great relationship, but that's tough. We've talked about that before. I've heard Saban talk about that. I've heard Belichick talk about that. When they're really happy to see their people get these opportunities, but sometimes it bothers them when they then take some of their people with them. They feel like they should go and kind of find their own people and not sort of, in the words of Saban, tear down that program. Now, In Aranda's defense on this, those guys were both analysts. I mean, it's one thing if they were on-field type guys at the time. They were not at LSU. So, you know, it's a very – I mean, to go from – to, like, passing game coordinator for Munoz, for Fedora, obviously he had been a head coach in the past. He's the offensive coordinator. But for a guy like Dennis Jones, who apparently had an injury, had to kind of go into this analyst role because he hurt himself playing pickup basketball, he was ready to get back on the field, and that's what they did. They said, okay, Meatball, come on down, and you can be a part of this thing. So I think what we're going to like about Aranda, again, he's not going to be the life of every party. He's going to be who he is, but he's also going to be very forthright and upfront about things. And I just thought even talking about the portal, what are you looking for? What would you be peeking at in the portal? And he went through the step process. They got to be a fit, okay? They got to fit our program. But I thought that was interesting what he said. How about that, Stephen, the part where he said that one of their transfers at LSU, I believe it was. Is that right?
He was the son of the mascot at Hawaii.
Yeah, and the kid used to go around beating on the drum.
Yeah, he had the war paint on, and he was beating the small drum while his dad was beating on the big drum.
And that kid, Brian, I can't remember his last name, ends up on the LSU team. I just find that, Stephen, fascinating, that everything going into this. And I think, we'll see. I mean, you know, once you start playing games, then we're going to know how all this is working out. And even him sort of explaining the dynamic between George Munoz and Fedora's going to call the plays, as he said, but Munoz is going to have a huge role in it. I mean, every meeting they're in, there was a reason Joe Burrow took George Munoz to the Heisman celebration. He couldn't take everybody, but he really thought on some of those, like, third down packages that he was in charge of in scouting the opponents that he gave Joe Burrow a leg up, and he played an enormous role in Burrow's success at LSU. So I thought we covered as much as possible, and hopefully Dave will come on with us again. I'm afraid now he'll be like, oh my gosh, I don't have 30 minutes to give Mosley. But Steve, let's both send a nice note to Taylor. Let's stay in good graces. And thank everybody, because that was really good, and I was happy to get to talk to him on some topics that not everybody has gotten to visit with him about. And I just think that Rolovich thing's interesting. Those two coordinators get fired at Hawaii. Everybody got fired. The whole staff got fired. He's in Hawaii. He's in a different time zone. He does not know what's going to be next. And he gets on with Utah State, and that was a life raft. That was Coach Anderson offering him a life raft, and he was able to kind of start putting it back together. And then, of course, people recognized, wait, this guy is unbelievable on defense. And then he gets to Wisconsin, and then, of course, he gets to LSU and becomes recognized as really the preeminent defensive coordinator in college football. And, Stephen, for once, I held off on my sarcastic-type questions. I did at some point want to sneak it in there and say to Dave, Dave, do you have any interest in coaching in the NFL someday? But I held off.
Glad you used some self-control there.
What I was going to say to him is there is a right answer to this. There is a correct answer. But, listen, I think Aranda is happy to be here, and I just don't sense. And, of course, you know, you never know until it happens. But I kind of sense that Aranda truly wants to keep building on what Rule has the foundation that's been set. But, I mean, I think he's so grateful and excited to be a head coach at a Power 5 in the Big 12. I just don't sense, like, oh, maybe someday I'll think about the NFL. That just is not even Rule when he arrived. And Matt's a good friend of mine. But I'll just say it like it is. Matt arrived already knowing in the back of his mind that he was going to have an interest in being in the NFL someday, which is why he interviewed with NFL teams after every single season. And again, I don't really fault him for that. I mean, it bugged me. Did it annoy me? You bet it did, okay? Like a lot of Baylor fans, yeah, it annoyed me, some of that stuff. But I was happy for Matt when he got the opportunity with the Panthers, and I'll root for the Panthers because Matt's there. I really will. But Aranda, in my mind, is here to stay and here to keep building on this and to try to win championships, and wants to show, listen, I'm not only one of the great defensive minds in the country, I can also be an excellent head coach. And I love the fact that what he's done in bringing in Ron Roberts and bringing in Larry Fedora is saying, I'm comfortable enough in my own skin to say, you know, it'll be helpful to have very experienced people around me. Not everyone has that kind of confidence. And I think that's a really, that's a feather in his cap. All right, Stephen, is it cool? Do you want to take a quick break and then do dismount, or do you?
Let's just stay here and we'll just close out the show with a little dismount talk.
Really, I love it when you go this route. All right, it is time. You hear the music. You know the executive producer of the program, the great Stephen Simcox. He's assembled some of the big breaking news stories across the sports world, and then some of the news of the weird that we react to at the end of each show. It is the dismount. You love it. Stephen, go ahead, sir.
All right, Matt. So there's a trade that went down last night, but there's still been some moving parts. And it became official. This is in the NBA. Became official today. The Miami Heat are sending Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, and James Johnson to the Grizzlies in exchange for Andre Iguodala, Solomon Hill, and Jay Crowder. Along with the trade, Iguodala, who has been on the Memphis roster all season but hasn't played for them because they've been trying to find a way to get him out of there, and he hasn't wanted to play with that team. But the Grizz have sent him off to Miami, and Miami's going to give him a two-year, $30 million extension. So Andre's going to make $15 million a year to be down there with the Heat. Miami's either the second or the third seed in the Eastern Conference right now. They're having a very good season. They're trying to gear up for a playoff run. Grizzlies adding some guys, and Justice Winslow, still relatively young. Deion Waiters, sort of an older scorer at this point. Not sure how long he'll be there, but Iguodala found a destination, and it's going to be in Miami.
Yeah, I was kind of with you. This seems a lot of press, a lot of stories being written, based mainly on his accomplishments from the past. You know, hopefully he's stayed in pretty good shape. Certainly a guy who can help you in the postseason. I think he can defend is the main thing. Decent three-point shooter, not great, about 33%. Not a great free throw shooter, but is a great locker room guy, can be a leader. Thought it was hilarious that Memphis, upon finally getting him out of there, of course, they did not appreciate how he just kind of sat there and wanted nothing to do with that team. I think that they were a little sensitive to that. It's a young team, and they didn't feel like Iguodala showed them enough respect. And so Memphis responds by going out last night and putting the hurt, just put the flat-out hurt on the Mavs. Won that thing by about 14, but it really wasn't even that close. So up by 25 at one point. Ja Morant with 21 points. Dylan Brooks chipped in about 13 or 14 points. All across. Brandon Clark's a nice young player on that team. That's a fun. They have put some. Is that Jaren Jackson also? Had about 18 in that game.
Yes.
They are deep. They are athletic. That is a fun team of the future. Good for Memphis. But remind me who ended up at Memphis. Who did they get back? I mean, there was somebody that ended up that I think could help them a little bit. You remember?
Justice Winslow's there, Deion Waiters, and then James Johnson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, though. Yeah, I would say of that bunch, Winslow, he can be a little enigmatic, but Winslow is capable. He's gotten better. He's extended his range a little bit, and I've always liked him. So they'll find a role for him, and you know, of course, if they don't move him again or something like that, or sometimes they'll actually buy some of these guys out. But I like Winslow, and I think he actually could help them a little bit if they decide they need his help.
Matt, some good news for a former Baylor baseball player. The Dodgers have inked Max Muncy to a new deal. Muncy got a three-year extension that's going to be worth $26 million. So Max Muncy, who was with the A's organization for a while, ends up with the Dodgers, has really taken off there, has been instrumental in their playoff runs lately. He's getting a three-year, $26 million extension, according to Ken Rosenthal from The Athletic.
I mean, this is, yeah, I like it. I like the extension. I mean, I thought he could have done more. I mean, I don't know if I would have, obviously there's reasons you go ahead and do this. It takes care of your family. I mean, it's great money. Don't get me wrong, but I would just say the numbers he's put up and the outlandish, outrageous numbers that happen in Major League Baseball, I would have thought he could have done more. I mean, I'm not saying you're like Mosley's turning up his nose at 3 years, $35 million. I think he's worth more than that in this market, in the baseball market. Now, of course, sometimes they'll have this kind of control, so you want to go ahead and do something like this. But for a team that pays exorbitant, crazy money, I feel like they get some kind of hometown discount on this one, just at first blush.
No, I'd agree with that. I mean, you see crazy money going out in baseball. And Muncy, now, he's a little older. He's not the youngest guy in the world. But still, that's a pretty good bargain at $26 million total over 3 years for a Dodgers team that obviously doesn't have any issues with payroll.
I had it as – I'm sorry. I may have missed this, though. I had it as at $35 million over 3 years. But again, there's an option on a fourth year for another, whatever it is, 13, 14 million, maybe like a player option or something like that. So if it's 3 years, 26, I don't know. I feel like Muncy got taken. I thought it was 3 years, 35 million. But that's just the way I read it. You, I know you have stuff in front of you right now.
Yeah, maybe I read it wrong. Rosenthal
that's
said
okay.
3 year, 26 million. On the extension with a $13 million option, but maybe
option.
I'm missing something there. Yeah.
No. Hey, listen. I mean, you may have that thing right. If it's 3 years, 26, I'm with you. I think that's a – I think my man Max may have been a little too kind to them.
We said earlier this week that the Knicks had fired Steve Mills, who was president of basketball operations. Everyone thought they were going to make a push to land Masai Ujiri from the Raptors, and they still might go about doing that. But for now, the Knicks are hiring or are planning on hiring creative artist agency agent Leon Rose as the franchise's president of basketball operations. Rose has been an agent for some of the top players in the league, including Joel Embiid, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Karl Anthony Towns, Carmelo Anthony, and Kyle Kuzma. He also at one time had LeBron James and Allen Iverson as clients as well. So the Knicks going with Leon Rose, who has been an agent to many prominent players who are currently in the league, I guess in an effort to try to lure guys to New York, see if that would be a way to get people to sign there in free agency.
Yeah, I don't know. This is somewhat of a trend. That Rob Pelinka was an agent, may have been Kobe's agent back in the day. I'm trying to think. Rob Pelinka obviously joined Magic, and then Magic was sent packing finally, or maybe he quit. I think Magic just resigned, and Rob Pelinka became the full-time guy. He's a former agent. Who else did you say? There's somebody else out there that is in a similar type role. It seemingly has worked pretty well. I don't know. I'd just be leery because, okay, he's gonna be the nit. What does he do with the rest of his clients? So I guess he moves them elsewhere. I mean, you can't really be a player agent and a GM at the same time or a president of an organization. So I'm leery of this. I'm leery of every single thing the Knicks do because they just keep tripping over themselves and this sort of bluster or thought that, oh, we'll just go get Ujiri. I mean, come on. I mean, that guy's going to put himself in the best situation. And he knows that as long as Dolan is the owner of that place, it's going to be kind of a backwards-run organization. So I would not fault Masai Ujiri at all for not wanting to support that.
I'll leave you with this today, Matt. Patrick Mahomes just tweeted this. Matt Miller, who is an NFL draft scout, he tweeted, "I just want to know how bad the hangover is today at Patrick Mahomes." Mahomes retweeted Matt Miller and said, "I went to Texas Tech. Prepared me for moments like this."
Did you see my tweet yesterday? So I had something similar. They were showing somebody throw a beer up to him, and he shotgunned it and threw it down, and I just tweeted evidence that he attended Tech.
Yeah, I think, like, Jeff Schwartz, who also covers the NFL, when he saw that video, he tweeted, "I didn't expect this from Mahomes." And I was like, "What are you talking about, Jeff? He went to Tech. Like, I think that's the entrance exam. Like, you got to be able to do that."
Yeah. And then he was he went to see my guy. Did you see that video? They had him walking into the Post Malone concert.
Oh, really?
Know, like,
I didn't
like
see
last
that.
Night, I believe it was Post Malone. God, I wish you could play some. That's what I like to hear right now is that Sunflower. Man, you know, Post Malone, he's got like a Tony Romo song. He has one where he mentions Dak Prescott. Prescott touchdown. Post Malone's my guy. And that one I was just telling you about, that's really become sort of a that's kind of an anthem here in the Mosley family. Post Malone. There you go. Yeah, wait, let's see if he gets to the, come on now, I need to get to the chorus. This is when, oh, there it is, look at that. Uh-huh.
We're getting there, here we go.
Here we go.
This is it. Then you left in the dust, unless I stuck by you.
You're a sunflower, I think you love a bee. That's good right there, Steven. That's the way to end the show. That right there, he can get up. I mean, Post Malone, early in his career, he was doing some rap and stuff like that. But then the guy can sing. The guy, I don't think he's real good to his voice. He seems to smoke a lot, drink a lot, but he's got a pure voice. Youth is on his side right now. Post Malone at age like 22 or 23, doing a good job. Appreciate Post for joining us on the program today. Thanks to Dave Aranda. I bet Dave listens to a little Post Malone and didn't even get to ask him about who he listens to and all of that. But we'll do that the next time we have him on. Thanks to Dave Aranda. Thanks to Stephen Simcox. Thanks to everybody who's been a part of this thing. Wonderful day for the Matt Mosley Show. We'll do it all again tomorrow as, is it Friday, Stephen? I can't.
Tomorrow is Friday. Yeah, today's Thursday.
I cannot believe it. All right, UNR coming up next, and then You Make the Call is going to be on 3 to 6. I'm sure they'll replay my Dave Aranda conversation. Everybody have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m.